You know what? At this point, you know, just playing football is the best fit for me. It's been a long time for me, so I'm just anxious to get out there and you know, show what I can do.
How do you expect your body to respond as the same ramps
up? I think I'll be fine. You know, I put myself through some rigorous workouts just to kind of test to see where I'm at, and it's nothing like, you know, actually putting the pads on and banging around, but I think I'll be fine.
The biggest challenges for you coming in, not having had the offseason program with this team, and a lot of new faces, a lot of new things to take in.
Right now, I was trying to remember all the names that keep being thrown at me. But I think, you know, just getting back acclimated with football, you know, just the schedule, the playbook, you know, learning how things are operated around here. So I think that'll be the biggest challenge. But once I get past that, I'll be fine.
Do you have any fear at all with the injury? I mean, do you feel that 100%, or is this going to be behind you when you're working out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I put myself through some workouts and I tested it as much as I possibly could. So I'm 110% positive that it'll hold up. So I have no fear, no limitations.
When did you test it? When were you able to test it and give yourself some clearance?
Last two or three months or so, you know, I put it to the test. So it's been a good 2-3 months.
There's been a lot of talk about kind of switching from a 3-4 to a 4-3. How does that actually play out on a practical level for you? What are going to be the big differences in the linebacker switching to schemes like that?
I mean, honestly, I don't think there really will be too much, for the simple fact that, you know, all defenses are different. But, you know, my entire life, you know, I played in a 4-3. And I just recently switched to a 3-4, and everybody's asking, like, how you going to adjust to the 3-4? And, you know, it was pretty, pretty, you know, simple. And I think switching back to a 4-3 won't be too hard. So it'll be all right.
Does it do to psyche when you learn that an injury is going to take you out for the rest of the year and then maybe raise some questions about your future? Does your mind ever wander a bit? I mean, how do you focus on getting back?
I think you just got to look at your history, you know, and as a person, when I look back to, you know, where I came from and where I'm at today, I think everything kind of built me up for this moment. And, you know, football is 100% guarantee of injury. So, you know, I know that going in, but just looking back at all the stuff that I've had to overcome, this is just another obstacle. And I've done good so far with all the other ones, so this shouldn't be any different.
Is it good to have Jennings here to help you kind of acclimate together?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because Jennings is such a good guy. You know, he's definitely a good player, that's without question, but his character, I think, and the way he motivates, the way he talks, you know, a man of God. So he's a very powerful figure, you know, off the field, and that means a lot.
After signing last month, did you meet or hear from any of your other teammates here, or is this the first time you're getting in front of most of these guys?
This is pretty much the first time I'm really getting to speak to any of the guys. I actually knew Chad Greenway a little bit before this, so I got a chance to text with him a little bit and kind of get a basis of how things operated a little bit. So I talked to him, but other than that, yeah, this is my first go around with all the guys.
Frazier says you're going to be on the outside. A lot of people speculated you're going to be in the middle. Does it matter to you where you go?
It doesn't matter. You know, I think, you know, the best three, you know, players, and however it's best fit, I think that's how it'll end up, you know, rotating. But right now, I'm just anxious to get on the field.
What about rooming with Greg?
Me? His roommate?
Yeah, I guess so. I've never been his roommate before. As long as he don't like snore loud or nothing weird, we can get along very good. But yeah, it's good to have a familiar face, you know, as a roommate, somebody I know and who I've, you know, had a relationship with, I could talk with. So yeah, I think that's a good thing.
Are you a clean roommate?
Am I clean?
He wants you to be clean, he said.
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Greg says he's a rookie again. Does being in a new camp like this give you that feeling of doing it all over again?
Absolutely. I was just saying that. I think I talked about it on Twitter a little bit. I really feel like a rookie. You know, I don't know many of the guys. Many of you guys don't know me. I kind of have to go in, and I feel like I have to prove myself. I don't know how things operate, so I'm kind of like a like a rookie in the sense of, like, you know, a deer in headlights. But you know, I've been to quite a few training camps, so I think I'll adjust pretty quickly.
When you were in the 4-3, did you play the position they're going to ask you to play here?
Yeah, I played all three of the positions.
So you played all three.
Yeah.
Decision on where to go. What did you see in the Vikings that attracted you?
Just a young team, really good players, a couple really good veterans. The city I really like. I've come here quite a bit just to hang out, and but the team, just everything that it bring. And I got a chance to, you know, visit with some of the guys upstairs, so to speak, and. It just felt like a really smooth and professional operation, and I'm looking forward to contributing.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Thanks.